Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel of Masechta Moed Katan Aron Chaf Beis and Beis, third line from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Chacham Shemes, if a Chacham passes away, Chacham means someone who's a Chacham, so then Beis Midrasho Batal. The Beis Midrash of where he's the Chacham, is a rabbi or a shiva or something, they all of them, they're Batal. In other words, no learning that day. Why? It's a cover for the mace. Av Bezdin Shemes, if the Av Bezdin dies, it's like it's a bigger gadol, a bigger mashpia on Klal Yisrael, call about the Midrash Shiva Iru B'Talim. Every base of Midrash shuts down. The Nichnasin LeBeit HaKnesses, you go to the Beit HaKnesses, Umeshan L'Smekom, people switch their places. All this shows signs of a mourning. Hayosh from B'Tzafon, Yosh from B'Darom, you sit in the north, sit in the south. Hayosh and Badarim, Yosh and Batzafon, sit in the south, you switch to the north. Nasi Shemes, if the Nasi passes away, the Gomela, Batim Midrashos, Kulam Batalin, all the yeshivas, all the Batim Midrashos shut down. Ubate Haknesses, Nichnasin, Lebeit Haknesses, and the Bnei Haknesses, the people of the shuls, come to the shul. The Kor and Shiva, they lane, seven people, get Aliyah, the Yotzin, and they leave.
How long are they on vacation?
No, just that one day. And not only that, one of the Rishonim said, it doesn't mean that you go down to the mall and you go shopping. That's not what it means. Exactly. Right? I think the Rebbe says you have to be sitting and contemplate.
Right.
Not just a free period, you know? Rishur ben Karcha Omer, oh here it is. Lo sheyelchu v'taylu bashuk. Not that you go, the Gemara says it. Not that you go walk around in the shuk. Ela yoshim v'domim. You sit in your quiet. Bein omrim shmua v'agada debeis ha'avel. You don't say Torah. It's the shmua. Even agada. Even agadata. You don't say that in the base avel. Amrullah v'al chanina ben kamliel. Shaya omer shmua v'agada debeis avel. He used to do that. We paskin that the avel's not allowed to learn. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Avel Shemes Rishona. Avel. Shabbos Rishona, the first week, in a Yotzei Pesach Beitzo. He does not leave his house. The first week of Shiva. What? No, but Shnia, the second week, Yotzei, he leaves his house. Vein Yoshibim Komo. He doesn't. One second. He doesn't sit in his regular Makam Kavua in Shul. So then we'll just read now. Shlishis, the third week, Yoshev Bimkom, he goes back to his seat, Vein Medaber, he doesn't talk to anybody. And Revius, the fourth week, Harib Kachal Adam, which is after Shloshim, stays a regular person, goes back to being regular. That's the opinion of the Tana Kama. No, we don't pass on like this at all. Just the only point is, what about Shabbos?
That's what the
Shabbos is. What? Because there's another. So you start off in Avel, the first week, you don't go to Shul. Why don't you go to Shul? Why can't you go to Shul? Why do you have to have Shul in the house? Why don't you go to Shul? So the Rebbe says something fascinating. He says that two reasons. First of all, you'll yenta after Shul. After Shul's over, you'll hang around, you schmooze with the guy. That's not appropriate, you're a novel. Second reason, he says, is even though everyone's in Shul, the women are not in shul. The women don't go to shachars. So maybe they're going to come visit you. You have to be home. Very interesting.
The
work of Shiva. What? No, I'm talking about the weekdays first. First, the weekdays.
Shabbos means week.
Shabbos means the week. The whole week. The week of. You have to be home. Why have to be home? Where are you going? So you can't go to work. So you want to go to shul? First of all, you hang out by shul. That we don't want that. And second of all, maybe people are going to show up and visit you. Who's showing up? Everyone else is in shul. Maybe the women. Very interesting reasons. What about Shabbos itself? Right? What about Shabbos itself?
So
Shabbos, they go to shul?
Yeah.
Or they bring a minion to the house?
No.
Excuse me, they go to shul. They go to shul. Why?
Friday night, you turn around.
Right. Right. What? Right, I hear. Right. So what's the difference between Shabbos?
The only reason they do that is because
right. So Shabbos, none of these reasons apply. I mean, I guess you can hang out after shul. That does apply. But you don't have public availability on Shabbos anyway. So okay, good. Yeah, but there's no avail. So even if you're hanging out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, lohuchach lo b'shabbos shon lo yotzei pesach beito. I don't even have to mention the first week you don't leave the house. Shari kol nichnasin lebeis lenachmo, because everyone's coming to visit you. So what do you mean? Where are you going? Ela shnia eidi yotzei pesach beito. The second week you don't leave your house. We don't like this at all, right? Shlishi yotzei eidi yotzei b'im komo. The third week you leave and you don't go and you don't talk. You don't go to your makom kavua. Revius Yoshi and Kom Ben of Dabra. The fourth week you go, you don't talk to anybody. And Chamish is the Chol Adam. The fifth week already, you're like everybody else. Tanu Rabbanan, Kol Shloshim Yom Linesuin. During Shloshim, you yourself are not allowed to get married. You're not allowed to get married. Someone's supposed to get married, they can't get married during Shloshim. What?
You can get married
after Shiva. So we said you can get engaged. Right. Can get married. Listen to this story. Mesa Ishto. If someone's wife passes away, Asr Lisa Ish Acheres Ad She Arveh Lo Shlosha Regalim. You can't get married until three regalim pass. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Regal Rishon Visheni Asr Shlishi Mutter. Now I agree about the first two. The third already is Mutter. Vim ein lo banim, it doesn't have any children. Mutter lisa la alter, you're allowed to get married right away. Mishom bitul pruvu, because of you want to get started on pruvu. Hanicha lo banim kitanim, if you have leave off small children. Mutter lisa la alter, you're allowed to get married right away. Vipnei parnasasan, because of your you need someone to take care of them. You need someone to take care of your babies in the house, right? You have babies, mamish babies. And what happened? Nebuch, the wife passed away. So well, who's taking care of them? So you can get married right away. Listen to this. Maisa Shemesa Ishto Shal Yosef HaKohen, the wife of Yosef HaKohen died. Ba'amar La'achosa, and he said to her sister, Bibes HaKvara, in the cemetery, he said to her. You hear this? In the cemetery, he said to her, L'chi, let's go, Uparnasi es b'ni achosecha. Let's go and you can take care of the house of your sister.
That was
of the children, the children of your sister in the cemetery. He said. What?
There was a proposal.
So Rabbeinu Tam says like this. It was what? The Afal Pikein Lo Ba Ala El Zman Meruba. He didn't have relations with her for a long time. My Zman Meruba Amar Papa Lachas Shalshim for 30 days. So what kind of funny thing is that to say in the cemetery? So. There's no choice. Who's taking care of the kids? He can't do it himself. So, it wasn't like today, get somebody else. Wasn't going to happen. So, what? Right, no nannies then. So, Rabbeinu Tam says, there's no South American women then to take care of your kids. So, Rabbeinu Tam says, first of all, it was just a shidduch. It was just a shidduch proposal. It wasn't an actual marriage. That's first of all. The Be'iri says, it was on the seventh day of the Avelah. So, you see from here, they used to have a Kamas HaMatzeva on the seventh day of Avelos. After all, what are they doing in the cemetery on the seventh day of Avelos? What are they doing there? Because Shiva was over. They went to do a Kamas HaMatzeva. Now he said something to her. It's still funny. Right. And the third shot is like this. Listen to this one. There's a Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Amar Aleph that says that the wife of Yosef HaKohen died on Erev Pesach. So there was no Shiva. Was no shiva, there was nothing. Well, he said, now you can say to her, listen, let's get married. You hear that? Now, putting that aside, look at the second Tosfos of Ad Shiyavru Shlosha Regalim. You have to wait three regalim. Why do you have to wait three regalim? What if we're three regalim? So the Tosfos says, Ad Shiyyeh Shlosha Regalim below Simcha. If there's three regalim, below Yishkach Ahavas Ishto. You don't forget your wife. Take some time to remember her. That's one answer. Inami or Kadesha Yisa Isha Acheres. If you're going to get remarried, Velo Yehe Zachar Ben Arishona, and you're not going to forget your first wife, Yehe Beis Deos Pamita. There's two women in the bed with you, your wife and your first wife. That's not right. So you know what? Give it some time. But another answer. Listen to this answer. Pen yatski rena avas ishto lekantara. It's like you're going to constantly be telling your second wife all about the first wife. Oh, she didn't used to do that on Friday nights, and she didn't used to make cook that, and she didn't used to... Nobody wants to hear that. Second wife is entitled to a normal marriage too, no? V'dumi d'armin le'elis is similar to what we had 2 days ago. Meza ishto v'nas ishto acheres eina v'shay lekantara lebeta. Right, when you get remarried, you shouldn't have people coming to the house and giving you nechama on the first wife, and she's sitting there, the new wife. Right? You can't do, right? So all these reasons, you have to wait a little bit before you get remarried.
Well, second and third reason is the same thing.
What? The second reason is you, and the third reason is other people.
No, I meant the ishtei deos versus penyas given ma'amas ishto, same idea. Two people in the same bed versus...
No. Right. Similar answers. And then another answer is other people. If you get remarried a year later, no one's going to come in, oh, your wife was such a wonderful... No one's going to do that. And when you're remarried already, right? Okay. Very good. Again, bottom line is, it's called common sense. Right? And someone gets remarried, you have common sense how you talk about the...
There was one more. They made the engagement a long time before. Then you shouldn't hold it back.
What do you mean?
Your wife died.
What do you mean she died? You were engaged to second...
No, I'm sorry.
Right. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Kol Shloshim Yom L'Giyutz. For all 30 days, when you're in Shloshim, you're allowed to get your clothing pressed. Right. Echad Kelim Chadashim, whether it's new. Echad Kelim Yishonim, whether it's old. Yotzim Mitocha Machabe, she comes out of the press. That's okay. Rabbi Omer. Lo asu el kelim chadashim levan. No, new kelim did asa. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer, lo asu el kelim chadashim levanim levan. Only white kelim may asa. That's how Abaya nafak begarda desarbala. Abaya used to go with some kind of clothing. It's white, and it was pressed, but it was old. Right? His favorite old shirt. But it was white, and it was pressed. That's okay. Why? Ki Rebbe, I like Rebbe. Rabba nafak bechimutza, rumisa, sumkisa, charati. Rava went out with a shirt, a red shirt, that was new, that came from Rome. Why? Because he had like that. That was okay. Okay. Then they sha'amru, Shabbos ole, the eno... Rava didn't wear a white shirt, yeah. Then they sha'amru, Shabbos ole, the eno mafsekes. Shabbos counts, and it doesn't break. Right? So, b'nei Yehudu, b'nei Galila hari amri, yesh avelus b'Shabbos. There is a veil on Shabbos. Why? But some said there's a veil on Shabbos. But Hani Omri ain't a veil for Shabbos. Manda Omri Yesha veil for Shabbos. The Katani Ola. It said it counts. It counts, right? Manda Omri ain't a veil for Shabbos. The Katani ain't a second. Others said, no, there's no veil on Shabbos because a veil doesn't break. Obviously, there's no veil, but it doesn't break Shiva. Right? So now, they're both right, right? Both statements are in the Mishnah. Mishnah said that Shabbos counts and it doesn't break. So it counts, it means it's not veilus, and it doesn't break means it's no veilus. So, Isak had the case of veilus for Shabbos. If you want to say there is a veilus on Shabbos, Hashta Avelus Naga, Afsuki Mibaya. So, 1 second. If there's a veilus, why on earth would the Mishnah say and it doesn't break? Why would the Mishnah say that? So, Gemara says, Elaha Katani Ola, but it says there's a veilus on Shabbos. If there's a veilus on Shabbos, obviously, right? Obviously, it doesn't break. So the Gemara says, don't get so excited. I did the Kabbalah Lemisni Seifa Ein and Olim. Since it's a Seifa, we had to say that it doesn't count. Tani Reisha Ola. We said over here also it does count, but not necessarily there's a veil on Shabbos. And Lamanda Arma Yesha veils for Shabbos. If you hold there is a veil on Shabbos, Hakatani Einam puts it in a second. It says it doesn't break. You can say an answer. We shouldn't the Kabbalah Lemisni Seifa Mafsikim. Since in the Sefer we say that, Tani Resha Einam Avsekad. So therefore, the Resha would say the same thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a veil on Shabbos. Lenaki Tanoi. Let's say this is a Machlokas Tanoim. Why? It says, Misha Mesa Muta Lafanov. If someone is an Onain.
It's like the video, Vimal.
Yeah. Misha Mesa Muta Lafanov. If someone is a Onain, Ochel Babayas Acher. He eats in another house. Meaning he doesn't, we're going to see, I mean, you don't sit and me eat and the mace is right in front of you. You don't do that. Why don't you do that? Two reasons. Either it's lo egg l'rush, you're enjoying this world and he can't or she can't. And this, and second answer is, you're supposed to be. It's a question of you're only allowed to do in front of the mate tzarchei hametz. Not the difference. Not rubbing your nose in the mate. You're not doing that. But you're only supposed to do tzarchei hametz in front of the mate. If it's not tzarchei hametz, do it somewhere else. Okay. Ain lo bayis achay. If you don't have anywhere else, ochel bayis chaver. So go next door. Go get by your friend. Don't eat in the house. Ain lo bayis chaver. You don't have any friends. Osilo mechitza asar tzvachim. You make a mechitza. Ain lo darva lasas mechitza. You can't even make a mechitza. Machzir pana ba'ochel. You what?
Turn around.
Exactly. Ain a meisiv ba'ochel. Don't recline. Ain a ochel basar. You can't eat meat. Ain a shotze yayin. And you can't drink wine. Okay?
While you're an onein?
When you're an avel, you're allowed to. Okay? So, now it seems from here that when you're an onein, you can't eat meat. When you're an avel, you're allowed. You don't eat meat when you're an avel. Right? So why is an onein more machmer than an avel? Are there any other things that an onein is more machmer than an avel?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
correct, mitzvah. What? Right? So we're going to do the two bottom tosfos. We're going to do the two bottom tosfos. Not going to do all of it. They're very big. The two, the eino ochel basar, we're going to do in a second. And then the next one, we're going to do half of it. We'll just let's finish. The ein mevarech, an onein doesn't make brachos. The ein mezamein, he doesn't participate in the zimun. The ein mevarchin alav, I'm not sure what that means. You can't count him for a bracha. The ein mezamein alav, you can't count him for a zimun. Upater mikriyishma menatfila menatfilin umikal mitzvot hamuris patora. You putter at all mitzvot. You can't go murder people, but you putter at all mitzvot asay, right?
Right.
Asay. Ubishabbos and on Shabbos mesab ba'ochel. You can recline and eat normal. Ochabasar, Shasayayin, Mavarech, you can make a bracha, Umazamein, you can be part of a Zimun, Mavarchin, you can include people in the bracha, Mazamein Alav, they include you, Chayav, Bekriyashma, Ubatfila, Tfilin to take out, no Tfilin on Shabbos, Ubachal mitzvahs on Mors Batorah, all mitzvahs in the Torah. Okay? Good? Let's do the Tosfos of the Eino Ochel Basar, the Eino Shasayayin. Nira, it seems from here, V'chihechi d'shar in perik basar d'tainetz, gavei erev tishabav, basar, kolz man she'eno kishlamim, v'yayin megito. Well, we said erev tishabav, you're allowed to eat meat, even erev tishabav, if it's, as long as it's not the good meat, like from a shlamim. And as long as v'yayin megito, and yayin that's right from the vat, that's not so good. Hachanami, shari ba'onin. Mi ever, ain regil in the behind, we don't behave like that, that's not our minog. Heter, lo bakan, lo b'tishabav. We don't eat meat on Erev Tishabav, you know how bad it is. And we don't eat meat when you're owning it, no matter how bad it is.
You don't eat meat 9 days before.
Well, that, the Gemara doesn't say that.
Yeah.
The Gemara was only seven, the week of. Right, but what if it's bad meat? The Gemara said, yeah, we say no. Okay. Tema. Mashma, it seems from here, the onen chamer me'avel. The onen is worse than an avel, more machma than an avel. Why? The lo matzinu, avel shevo iser basaviyayin. There's no such thing that a avel can't eat meat or drink wine. Ula inyan kachim ashkechan, the avel ochel b'kachim. And by kachim we find that avel can eat kachim. Right? The family brought a carbon the day before, the avel can eat it today. The onein, asr. The onein is not allowed to eat kachim. Right? Ushar dvar, and another thing, hechmiru ba'avelus. Avelus is worse. In what way is avelus more machmer? Siyas hamita, Nilas Hasandel, Atif Asarosh, Petuva Ika, and many more things. Uba Onen Shari. And Onen is Mutter to do all that. Right? So what's going on here? The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, the Devarim Shehein Mishum Avel, Mutter Gabi Onen. Things that have to do with the Avel himself, that's Mutter when he's an Onen. Right? Such as all the Minhagim of Avelos. You know, they don't have to sit on a low chair. They don't have to cover the mirrors, or maybe they don't have to sit in a low chair. Yeah, they don't have to cover the mirrors either. An onin doesn't have to do any of that. Kriyas Hamita, whatever Kriyas Hamita is, whatever Atifas Arosh, all these signs. Yeah, they can. All the, they can shave too. All these signs of Avelus, all these signs of Avelus, an Onin does not do that. They don't apply to an Onin. So what about the meat? Right? Uba Avelus Asurin. All these things are Asur when you're an Avel. Avel, but Dvarim She'en an Asur Mishum Avelus. Has nothing to do with Avelus. Ela Mishum She'esh Butlo Leos Torud Bikvuras Meso. You're supposed to be preoccupied with the mace. Velo yimshach achar dvar machem, not be busy with other things. Kigon achilas baser shtias yayin. You're gonna be sitting there with the barbecue. Bring some more sauce. Bring some more this. That's not what the onin is supposed to be doing. Asiri ba'onin, asiri ba'onin dafka. The asa for an onin. It's a different mindset. When you're an onin, what's the issue? The issue is tirdas hames. So anything that's going to take away from your busyness with the mace is asr.
So why is pizza better than
Because in those days, that was took a long time to make meat. Very long time. It didn't make a long time to make a peanut butter sandwich.
And a wine which is ready for you.
So maybe the same thing. A wine has something to do with simcha. Has something to do with that. An awful lot of eat drink wine.
You're not making wine in the backyard.
You're drinking. I know. Now the next question that comes up is, what about Tashas Hamita? The Tashmish Hamita, the Mashim B'Samach, the Asher Ba'onim. That's Asher Ba'onim. B'Hanami, Shema Yimshoch. First of all, maybe you'll get busy with that. Oh, Shema, Simcha Yisersa. Maybe it's a lot of Simcha. V'Chutzpah. That's a Chutzpah. Right? Your relative just died, you're busy with your wife. That's a Chutzpah. Either it's going to be a take too long, like meat, or it's a Chutzpah. Kach Matasi, that's what I found. Ubataglachas, what about taking a haircut? Ube tachboses, and showering and laundry. Lo yadana ishari ba'onein, I don't know if it's mutter, I don't know. Ve'ein lilmod isur legaleach, don't tell me it's usher. Midiktani v'mesechta smachos, there's a gemara in mesechta smachos, hoi megaleach, he was in the barbershop. Amrulo meit echad mikrovav, and they told him one of your relatives died. Harezah Yigmar said, "Go finish the haircut fast." Mashma holo hiskel aser, but if you wouldn't have started, it would be aser. No, Dilma b'Shmua Airi. Maybe that was an old Shmua. Right, you just heard the news now, but it could have been an old story. But Velachar Shenikbar, and they buried the person already. Ubeshem Riva Kasafti Dikalachas Aser Dinafkalon Mirashechem Al Tifrau Hakuli Al Maasiri. He can't, they can't cut their hair, but everybody else is also to cut his hair. The inhu anenim hayu. Another than Allah's already summer, well, I won't own anything when that was said. So maybe it's aser, umihu, utasha shamita, tasminim besamuch, tasha shamita we aser, viroi lahatir ba'aninas. He says that when you're an onain, they matter it. Kedarina parakama dixuvas, vavelos, asu, kabrina hasam, machdisin asames, lecheder ubal, bilas, mitzvah uporesh. That's if it's a Sheberach, it's a crazy case over there. There are veils and Sheberach at the same time. So you can be with your wife one time. Otherwise, you can't. So I don't think that, I don't know. I don't know the halacha lamaisa about an onin.
No.
I don't think so. But for showering, they can. An onin can shower. Right? They're going to not be able to shower for 7 days. An onin can shower. I believe that an onin can also shave. Yes. I believe an onin can shave. Right? Why? Because it has what? What's the reason for that? Because it has, as Tosfos just explained, it has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with Avelus, right? The only things that Onin can't do are things that are going to be preoccupy you. So why is meat in that list? Because maybe that preoccupied you. Why is shaving not in that list? It takes 2 minutes, right? Therefore, that's what Tosfos says.
Same way, why isn't allowed to make brachas?
So that's a separate thing. That's the next Tosfos. That's the next question, why you can't make brachas? Why you can't do mitzvahs? And by the way, what about Tashas Hamita? It's either that's the same reason, you'd be preoccupied, or he said it's a chutzpah. That's a chutzpah to do that. And your mom should have lost the relative. Okay? Now, the next Tosfos says, you don't make a bracha. So now, we're going to skip 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the first 7 lines. And then where it says, in the middle of the line, Pirish Pekuntris. See Pirish Pekuntris? Pirish Pekuntris? Rashi said, Beperek Mishameso, Be'enom Avarech, what does it mean you don't make a bracha? You want to eat an apple. You're an Onin. You're allowed to eat an apple. What does it mean you don't make a bracha? Ein tzarech levarech berchas hamazon. You don't have to bench. Mashma, mipirusho, the ein isher levarech. There's no isher. And if you want to, you can. Ubishmait nami pirish kein zeh. And here he also says the same thing. We don't have that Rashi where he says that. Right? Umiyu is the ka'amar bereish perak mishamethu. It says in the beginning of perak mishamethu, that's in brachas. Hasam lamanda omar. Torah arba avos hu de aser pirish rabbeinu yitzchak be brachos de ikki isha levarech. Now, others say it's an isha to make a bracha. The gam betosfos harav pirish de aser levarech. It's aser to make a bracha. Not that it's optional, it's aser. V'tema, lev yitzchak, dehash denagu levarech ulezamein. There was some kind of minhag to make brachas at the bench. V'yomer delo ayri hacha rak kishu osik b'tzarchi ha'meis. That's only true if you're the one who's taking care of the mace. You're there's no one else around. All your brothers live in California. Only you, and the mace is here in New York, and you're the only one taking care of it. Then you can. What about the guy in California? There's someone sitting shiva. The relative died in New York. He's in California. So he can't make brachas. Why not? What's he doing? Why not? Right. Umihu, however, says Tosfos, will be Rishami in a mashmakin. V'hachi isa hasam, eino ochel kol tzarko, v'eino shosik kol tzarko, v'eino mevarech. You don't eat a lot, you don't overdo it in the eating, you don't overdo it in the drinking, and you don't make a bracha. V'im birech, and if you do make a bracha, ein onen achram amen. You don't answer amen on such a bracha. It's an incorrect bracha. V'im birchu acherim, eino onen acherim amen. And if others make a bracha, he doesn't answer amen on that bracha. Now, one second. The im is sure bitl mitzvahs. Osek b'moso, ma bitl yesh b'ni yasamein. Well, why can't I answer amen? Can't answer amen, so I made a bracha. I'm an oni. What am I doing? Nothing. I'm waiting for the funeral home to call me back. I can't answer amen. So Tosa says, mihu nirali, mishom shmiyas ha-bracha, shalo tehe amen yitzelma. Well, you have to concentrate on the bracha. You can't just stop answering amen like this, like we do. You have to stop answering amen. You have to listen to the bracha. That could take 30, 40 seconds, right? Like we do, yeah. The ode, also, Amrina lekamon, hein omdin umespalin, they daven, v'hu yoshev umatzik olavet adin. And he sits there, and he's matzik the din to onin. Mashma, she'ena osik bo klal. He doesn't daven at all. Elo yoshev v'domen. V'nira de aso levarech. It's aso. So, basically, what Tosfos is saying over here is, it's a tension. The tension is, well, do you make brachas or don't you? Are you the one involved? Is that what it is? It's about that? Or if you're not the one involved, it's okay? We see both ways. In other words, the mace is in New York and you're in California, so you can't make brachas? You're not involved. You're not doing anything. Ah, okay, you're waiting for the kvura and you're going to sit shiva. You're not doing anything. So what kind of onin are you? It's a funny onin, right? B'shuv matzasi b'yerushalmi perk mishemeso, tani imratza l'hachmer alatmo, it's going to be machmir, ain't shomer lo, you don't listen to him. A new thing now. Lefnei, kvodo, shel mace. Cover the mace. The cover the mace is, I am doing nothing else, even if I'm in California. I'm not doing anything. I'm not saying brachas, I'm not davening, I'm not doing mitzvot, I'm not doing anything. It has nothing to do with being a toroid in the mace. Nothing to do with that. It's a cover of the mace. Oh, mishum she'ain lo mi, she'isa masoi, no one else is going to do it. Uparech, batanya, potem in the tilas lulav. One second. We say you're potter to take a lulav. Someone's an owner and he's potter to take a lulav. The kasalka daiti, the mayor be yontif. But ubo eno tarid, lisa masai. On yontif, nothing to do. It's yontif. Why can't you shake a lulav? Umashani, no. Tiftar, bechal. Explain, we're talking about chal. Pirish, bechal shamoy. Chalamoy. Now, chalamoy, you bury people. So, the reason why you can't take a lulav, again, same story, is because you're busy burying people. And therefore, it's not a covet issue, it's a Torah issue. Then it's a Zuparach, but the Gemara Yerushalmi asks of there, I, Batanya, Patam Mitzkiya Shofar. An Onein doesn't hear Tzkiya Shofar. What's an Onein? Now, what, there's no Chalamot on Rosh Hashanah, right? So it's only Yontif. What are you going to be doing on Yontif? You can't bury people on Yontif. So why can't you hear Shofar? So, Islach Lameimar, B'chol, V'lo B'Yontif. You can't say it's talking about Chol, not Yontif. There is no Chol. It's only Yontif. Amar of Chanina, no. The Mekivet Shei Zekukim Lahavi Lo Arun Utachuichim. The Tanin and Taman. We learn over there, you're allowed to bring the Arun and Tachuichim on Yontif. How are you getting it there? right? Mashachin al atchum. You go by dark by the tchum. Ulafakeach aluski kalav aluski hamais lahavi oru tachrichim. You're allowed to. There's a kula to carry things for a kala or for a mace. So yeah, I can't hear the onan can't hear shofar because they're bringing the aron. They're bringing the tachrichim. So he is preoccupied. So what do you see? It's an issue of preoccupation, not necessarily an issue of kavod hamais. Kabosha, who knows the masai, the mish, the dummy, the mashma, the pligi, b'shabbos, and the enon b'varach, the mai darminan, umiyu hakashon darminan b'sefer b'shabbos mavarach umazon, says Tosfos Sarachian. I don't know what to say. Right? What's the issue here? Is it a tarud issue or is it a kavod hamais issue?
It's not really clear cut from this
masai. It's not really clear cut. So what are we paskin like? I believe if the mace is in the neighborhood, we hold that it's, you don't do anything, even if you're not involved. I'm not sure if the guy's in California, what the halacha is. From what I understand, halacha is, even if he's in California, they don't do anything.
No
davening, no brachos, no mitzvos. Even if the mace is somewhere else in Yehupit. Doesn't matter. Yeah, a lot of people have it. A lot of people have it. They don't do anything. They don't do anything. Why? Because we hold at the end of the day, it's also kavod hamace. He's not here, nothing for me to do. They're taking care of everything over there. I have nothing to do, mamish. Doesn't make a difference, it's kavod hamace. The only thing, if Shlomo Zalman came up with a kula and said like this, I think, if Shlomo Zalman says, I think you could say hamapel. You could say hamapel. An onan could say hamapel. Why? Because I'm going to sleep now. So I'm not doing anything now. Now, mamish, I'm going to sleep. So being Torah, I'm not doing that. Kavod hamace, I'm going to sleep. So even if you're home, even if you're next door to the mace, what? So that was a big controversy that he mastered saying hamapel, right? Except if you think about it, it makes a little bit of sense, right? Tarot a mat, covered. What kind of covered a mace? I'm going to sleep now. Why can't I? Right. So he mastered saying hamapel. If anybody wants a big cool like that, when someone's an onan, he held he could say hamapel. What? I think most people don't.
No.
Most people don't. Right?
It's still Torah, even though you're not doing that. This is usually only one day nowadays.
Correct, right. Also, it's a low plug. It's a low plug. For Torah and Kavod, it's a low plug. You're always Torah, you're always considered, and you're always considered, what do you call it?
Kavod.
Doesn't matter, you go to sleep, you're awake, you're in the bathroom, it doesn't make a difference.
How do you define Kavod Mace? Meaning, I say, I'm going to learn now, Mishnah, even if day one, for the Mace, is that considered Kavod for the Mace or not? I've got to be idle and do nothing?
It's a very funny thing. It's a very funny thing because you can't even like eat an apple. You can eat an apple, you don't make a bracha. Why can't I make a bracha? How is that a begam on the cover of the mace? I don't see it. But what does that do with the mace?
I
have nothing to do with this. I understand to go to a 6-hour shiur. I understand.
Now, Torah doesn't need to make anything about it. What's the setup already?
Exactly. What do you do? You're not busy. You're not busy 24/7. He's 100% right. You're not busy 24/7. You're not busy like that.
It's a matter of being mentally preoccupied.
I understand. So, but how far do you take that?
If that's all you're thinking about, that's all you're thinking about.
Right. So someone has to drive to the airport. It's a 3-hour job, and you're an onan. I hear that. You shouldn't do that mitzvah. Right? I hear such a thing. And what about you're busy? But to eat an apple, you can't make a bracha? I don't know why. The Gemara says because you don't do it. Right? We said that. You don't put on tefillin either. What are you putting on tefillin for?
You are.
Because you're selfish? No, because it's a mitzvah.
You are not doing it until you're a tarot.
Right, so your halacha is considered a tarot.
Your mental state has to be
one. You're still mentally preoccupied. You are a tarot.
Right. Okay. Let's just finish up. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Mitokshin is chayav be'elu. It's chayav be'kulon. Since you chayav in some mitzvot, all these we just mentioned, you chayav in everything. Rabbi Yochanan, Tashma Shamid Ikeh B'nayu. The question is on. So Rashi explains on Shabbos when you're an onin, is Tashma Shamid the mutter? That's a question. That's my live alchemy. Look at what they argue again. Marzavar Yisrael Peshav. Tadakama holds you cannot have Tashma Shemita. Why? It's still available for Shabbos. Still not when you're an onin. When you're an avel. When you're an avel. Yeah. When you're an avel. Umar Savar. I'm sure Megamliel holds and avails for Shabbos. So Gemara says, Mimai, who said that's the reason? That's only when the mesa, when you're an oni. Aval hacha the ein mesa mutter lefanav lo. He would say it's mutter. Bad kan lo kamar avigam liel hasam de akati lo chal avelos aleha. That's because no avelos didn't start yet. Aval chal avelos aleha hachanami. Then it would be okay. Then maybe it would be okay. So that question is not resolved. Just one more line. By my name Rabbi Yochanan Mishmuel. Yesh avelos for Shabbos. Oven avelos for Shabbos. Amalei ein avelos for Shabbos. There's no avelos on Shabbos. How do we really hold? We say there's no avelos be farhesia, but betzina there is some avelos. Okay, good. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
Did they Photoshop Rubber's shirt when he wore a red shirt on the street? They make it like a white guy.